Tech Talk with James Mason. Hey, James. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I've been enjoying your tweets.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm not much of a Twitter person, but I'm trying to be. So,
well, you're good. I've totally enjoyed them, man. How do those who are not seeing yours now get to see them?
It's the Ask the IT Guys.
The IT Guys?
Yep. Okay. Guys, yep. Yeah. I got a couple other guys who anything that comes up, if I didn't know it, I could have them. They could field it for me.
Okay.
This morning, I was going to talk some more about web design. I also was wondering, a friend of mine went to Eastern Kentucky yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know if either of you guys are familiar with the he brought me back some Jolly Pirate donuts.
I don't know you those.
Oh, man. It's like, that's a reason to go to Eastern Kentucky all in itself.
Really?
Like, that's a day trip just to go to Jolly Pirate Donuts. Man, do I love Jolly Pirate Donuts. They're so fantastic. I thought you guys...
No.
You know about them, Brad?
Well, that you've let me down, Brad.
Where
are they in Eastern Kentucky?
Well, I believe... I lived over there when I was younger, like when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And so at that time they were near like Huntington, and I believe they're still around Huntington and Ashland.
Okay.
And I believe that my friend, I think he was in Ashland yesterday, so I'm pretty sure that's where they are. I don't know the locations because I don't go back there. I just beg him every time he goes over there to see family.
Yeah.
I just beg him for some.
Well, we'll have to do a little research, maybe take a road trip.
There you go. Yeah, it'd be worth it. You'd be amazed. It's like, you know, all donuts are good, but then these are just on another level.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So continue with your subject this morning. This is really a continuance from last week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm doing about the making your own website. And last week we talked about the preparation for it. And this week we're going to talk about the actual design of it. And so the design, whenever you start thinking about getting a website and you're really getting prepared,
mm-hmm.
the important things are to think about, okay, what's my main content going to be? That's important because you want to zero in on keywords, and those keywords are very important for search engine optimization, which we'll talk about next week. So you want to make sure you know your main content, what you're going to zero in on. Really, you need to think about who your demographic is because – as a generalization here, there's with young people, they don't want any words. They just want to see pictures and shiny and,
right.
You know, it's like a move, you know, it's like things that attract their attention for the 4 seconds you've got them.
Right. Ooh, a piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy.
But like with older people, they don't mind text and they don't mind information.
Okay.
And so you have to figure out, okay, what's my main demographic going to be? How do I play to that?
Good point.
And then making a map of your website, so you just make a small little simple map of saying, okay, well, I need all these pages. Here's what I'm going to have on them. You don't have to fill them in with content or anything, but just making a simple map is very important so you have an idea of how you want to set things up. And then they have these web builders nowadays, these do-it-yourself web builders. They've gotten so much better over the years. They're a very viable option for a lot of people. They have little templates, and you can put a template up there, and you can change the pictures and different things, and it works just fine as a website. A lot of them look very good. Now, the only thing is that they cost more than other ways of doing it, and so you have to think about, okay, well, if I'm really going to invest in this site that's going to be here for years and years, the web builders cost more, sometimes around $20 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about how long will it take till my investment is the same as getting a traditional built site by a web designer.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you can't move those do-it-yourself sites. You can't move those to another web host. So you're going to be stuck with the same one, and you're going to be on, you know, your files are going to live there. Most of the time, I'll say that most of the time, it's hard to move.
Okay.
But then if you go with a web designer, there's lots of web designers online, and there's some of them that will advertise, you know, we'll build your site for nothing. You know, it's like, hardly anything at all, and they'll build a site for you. And some of those are actual not scams. And the reason they're not scams is because they're being done in foreign countries.
Oh.
And so it's not a big deal. You know, if you can get the communication thing across, you can get a cheap site built for you from it's a lot of Indians that do it, East Indians. It's like, that's fine if you're able to communicate well.
Right.
But communication is key in getting what you want on a website, and a lot of times those web designers are foreign, and it's difficult to send emails back and forth and say, okay, this is what I want. What you've got for me is not working. And then they, you know, they're having trouble with English. They're having trouble with the grammar, the syntax, to make themselves understood. So it's sometimes a very big headache to go with a foreign web designer. So that's something you want to make sure and check.
And their name's always something like Bert or Earl.
Exactly, yeah. It's like, yeah, this is Alan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sure you are. Sure you are, Alan. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm in Muncie. Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, and if you send an email to them and ask them about some specifics,
yeah,
when they send it back, you'll be able to check and see, okay, most of the time the email, you know, if, unless it's a boilerplate email that they're sending you so that they get around the bad English,
yeah,
you can usually tell with just a little bit of communication.
Okay. Well, that's really good advice. So next go ahead.
Oh, I think I was going to say the same thing. Next week we'll talk about the search engines.
Yeah.
How to get your site built up in the search engines.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's like it used to be where that was a big deal with other you know, engines and different directories and stuff. Anymore, it's just Google. It's just, you know, how do you get your site up to Google page
Google's
one?
Nobody uses anything else hardly, do they?
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
All right, sir. Always a pleasure. Have a great weekend. Thank you very much. Happy Easter.